Gateway products often develop loyal followings among people who've invested time in learning them. BlackBerry devotees became virtuosos of the physical keyboard. Customers have sunk costs, and they're reluctant to switch. But mastery-based loyalty evaporates the moment a competitor makes it unnecessary. Smartphones didn't require users to learn a new input language. They just worked. If your customer retention depends on what people have learned rather than what they love, you're more vulnerable than your churn numbers suggest.
New product? Questions to ask.
1. What complexities does our product require that customers would prefer to eliminate entirely? Every negative is an opening for a competitor who does away with it. 2. If someone started fresh today with current technology, would they build this the same way? If the answer is no, if they'd build something that makes your product unnecessary, you have a gateway. 3. What temporary technological gap are we exploiting? Flip cameras existed because smartphone cameras weren't good enough yet. GPS units existed because phones lack sensors and software. Identify your gap and monitor it relentlessly. 4. What's our plan for when the gap closes? This is the question most leaders avoid. Acknowledging that your hit product has an expiration date feels like disloyalty, but the alternative is being caught flat-footed. Is a gateway valuable? None of this means gateway products are bad businesses. The strategic error is being lured into believing that it will be a permanent franchise. That can lead, in turn, to overinvesting in extending the product's life, building organizations for a form factor that's becoming obsolete, and missing the chance to be the company that makes its own product unnecessary. Apple famously undermined its own hugely profitable iPod to launch the modern smartphone revolution, leading to enormous value creation. Gateway products can be supremely valuable. They're like paying tuition to learn about the future.